Love divine, so great and wondrous, deep and mighty, pure, sublime, coming from the heart of Jesus, just the same through test of time. He the pearly gates will open, so that I may enter in. For he purchased my redemption and forgave me all my sin. Divine, so great and wondrous, all my sins he then forgave. I will sing his praise forever, for his blood is power to save. He the pearly gates will open, so that I may enter in. For he purchased my redemption and forgave me all my sin. Eventide at twilight, at his door I'll knock and wait. By the precious blood of Jesus, I shall enter heaven's gate. He the pearly gates will open, so that I may enter in. For he purchased my redemption and forgave me all my sin.
Blessed Christ of beauty was veiled off from human view, but through suffering, death, and sorrow, he has rent the veil in two. Behold the man of sorrows. Oh, behold him in plain view. Lo, he is the mighty conqueror, since he rent the veil in two. Lo, he is the mighty conqueror. Yes, he is with God the Father. veil in tune. Oh, behold the man of sorrows. Oh, behold him in plain view.
Sweet consolation,
offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, e'er to take as from a father's hand. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. With Christ my Savior, face to face, what will it be? When with rapture I behold Him, Jesus Christ, who died for me. Face to face I shall behold Him, for beyond the starry sky, face to face in all His glory, I shall see Him by and by. Only faintly now I see Him, with the darkling veil between. But the blessed day is coming, when His glory shall be seen. Face to face I shall behold Him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all His glory, I shall see Him by and by. What rejoicing in His presence, when our banished grief and pain, when the crooked ways are straightened, and the dark things shall be plain. Face to face I shall behold Him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all His glory, I shall see Him by and by. Face to face, O blissful moment, face to face to see and know, face to face with my Redeemer, Jesus Christ, who loves me so. Face I shall behold Him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all His glory, I shall see Him by and by. to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found in him a friend so strong and true, I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. All my heart was full of misery and woe. Jesus placed his strong and loving arms about me, and he led me in the way I ought to go. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. Every day he comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand his words of love. But I'll never know just why he came to save me, till someday I see his blessed face above. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me.
Oh,
conscience felt and owned the guilt that plunged me in despair. I saw my sins, his blood had spilt, and helped to nail him there. Oh, can it be upon a tree the Savior died for me? What I did, but now my tears are vain. Where shall my trembling soul be hid? For I the Lord have slain.
When men who hear refuse Blessed friend, so true, he blooms within my heart evermore. Jesus, Rock of Ages, let me hide in thee. Jesus, Rose of Sharon, sweet thou art to me. Lily of the valley, bright and morning star, fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Now let's sing, will you?
How great thou art, once far from God, an alien and a stranger, a hope bereft, a sinner lost and lost. But Jesus came to rescue from the danger, to give us life, he sacrificed his own. Oh God of love, oh God of Calvary, how great thou art, how great thou art. In all the world there is no one like thee, how great thou art.
You'll take your Bible and read it, don't have to read too closely, and you'll soon be struck with the great truth of the Mighty One, the Eternal One, God, our Father. Then why should we worry? Why should we become discouraged? Why should we let frets and doubts and fears govern our lives instead of being governed by Him who is Lord of all? If God be for us in substitution, who can be against us? And I've asked that they give us a special rendering this morning of that song, Lord, I'm Coming Home. I want you to listen to it. I want you to pray while that message is brought. I wish you'd start home, sinner. Let's get up and start home. You'll never get to Christ if you start toward Him. Let's go to Him. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. You've got to come to Christ. We have visitors with us this morning whom God's dealing with for salvation. I believe all over this city there are individuals God's dealing with for salvation. Now I plead with you, come home. Not much longer to linger. Can't tarry much longer. I want you to come home. I want you to come home. Listen.
I wonder away from God. Now I'm coming home.
Amen.
The path of sin too long I trod. Lord, I'm coming home.
Thank you. sinner.
Now I'm coming home. I now repent with bitter tears. Lord, I'm coming home.
Thank you. Lord, I'm coming home. Is that the deep desire and concern of your heart now? Lord, I'm coming home. It matters not what men may say or do. It matters not what the opposition may be, or how cold my heart is. I'm coming home. I'm tired of seeing. I'm tired of straying. I'm tired of all outside of Christ. Now, Lord, I'm coming home. I would that that is your desire this morning. My wandering child, come home. Haven't you stayed out there just long enough? Have you been on the outside just long enough? Aren't you tired of being on the outside? Don't you want to be on the inside? Huh? Come home. Come home. Our Father is watching. He's watching you, sinner. Now let's turn to Jesus paid it all. Choir, let's sing that, will you? Jesus paid it all.
Jesus paid the price for me. I want to read you something here that's blessed my heart as my son plays the organ and the melody of it. I want to quote something to you from the Word of God, from the hymnal here, to know what a foundation that I rest upon, what a great shepherd I have. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he hath said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled? Fear not, I am with thee, oh, be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and I will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and I'll cause thee to stand upheld by my gracious, omnipotent hand. Isn't that wonderful? When through the deep waters I call thee to go, the rivers of sorrow shall not overflow. For I will be with thee, my child, thy trials to bless and sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. And then, when through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, I only design thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Let's play that over again. Let's play that other. Fear not, I am with thee. Oh, be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and I'll still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand upheld by my gracious, omnipotent hand. Yes, amen. Thank you, son. I was thinking about that all this week, knowing what a foundation, knowing he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And then even down through old age, he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, as that verse of Scripture tells us. In that second verse of Psalm 23, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Pastures of tender grass. The first shoots of vegetation is from the earth. That's what David had reference to. And the idea suggested here is a flock of sheep lying down on the grass, just in the soft, tender grass. Yet, there is another picture given here. It is that the flock lie down on the grass, fully fed, are satisfied. Now, their wants being completely satisfied. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that grace?
Within my heart, rise.